We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic scenery.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, gentle viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe. Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C, and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikan Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jimenez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Visión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Visión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Teleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a United Kingdom agency donates $11.5 million to assist entrepreneurs in Tanzania. In ecology news, Sarawak Forestry Corporation in Malaysia helps to safeguard life-supporting wetlands. In animal news, best canine buddies Noel and Toby of Philadelphia, USA are reunited. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 10th, esteemed Ukrainian poet and artist Taras Grigorievich Shevchenko is remembered. Born in 1814 in Moryansk, Ukraine, he passed away on this day in 1861. Mr. Shevchenko is regarded as the founder of modern Ukrainian literature and among the greatest poets of the country. The Bard, his first collection of poems, was widely admired by Ukrainians, and his literary work went on to be highly influential. Mr. Shevchenko was also an award-winning realist painter. Statues and memorials of this greatly respected individual can be seen in many cities throughout Ukraine, as well as in other parts of the world. May the gifted legacy of Mr. Taras Grigorievich Shevchenko be long appreciated by people of diverse cultures.
Fly-in news. More floods hit Queensland, Australia. Heavy monsoonal rains descending over Queensland have caused flooding once again, claiming at least one life and stalling efforts to clean up after months of inundations that began at the end of 2010 and continued with Cyclone Yasi in February. On Tuesday, March 8th, parts of the state were deluged with 200 millimeters of rain in just 24 hours, including the already cyclone-ravaged town of Cardwell. Emergency crews were sent to the area as homes were swamped and roads submerged, prompting officials to set up an evacuation center. Flooding was so extreme in western regions that they were being described as inland seas, with Viduri recording 319 millimeters of rain, more than the average annual rainfall in just 24 hours. A helicopter has been placed on standby for delivery of supplies to isolated communities.
Upon hearing of these most recent calamities, Supreme Master Ching Hai conveyed her heartfelt sympathies and prayers as she requested that our nearby association members please find out from local officials whether any help is required, asking that they also go if possible to assist those most in need. She added that financial aid for urgent necessities is available.
Our appreciation for all the personnel striving to ease the conditions of the flood-stricken people, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving concern. Wishing the affected residents resiliency and a swift recuperation of daily regularity as humanity's kinder stewardship helps restore the stability of our Earth.
Lives lost to Angola rains. As of Sunday, March 6th, at least 25 people perished after days of torrential rains in southwestern Namibe and neighboring Huila province, with Bibala district being particularly hard hit. After visiting the region, Interior Minister Sebastián Martins reported that the situation was serious and people were in need of aid. Angola's Minister of Urbanization and Construction, Fernando Fonseca, also stated that roads, bridges and embankments were in need of rebuilding and fortification.
Conveying her condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our association members please check with local officials to see what help might be required. Saying that emergency funds are available as necessary, she also requested that they go, if possible, to comfort the most desperate.
Our appreciation, Ministers Martins and Fonseca, as well as Supreme Master Ching Hai, for her attentive concern. With our sympathies for the loss of loved ones, we pray that such weather extremities subside as we strive for greater benevolence toward the environment.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
It's good. Good meeting. American CEOs.
U.S. Vice President Joe Biden visiting Russia. Vice President Biden, who has played a significant role over the past 2 years in renewing and improving U.S.-Russian relations, is commencing a visit to Moscow to meet with Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin and President Dmitry Medvedev. Planned discussion topics include ongoing efforts to further reduce nuclear weapons, following both countries' ratification of the New START Accord, as well as continued U.S. support for Russian aspirations to join the World Trade Organization.
The United States strongly supports Russia's accession to WTO, and we are working with Russian negotiators in Geneva to move this process forward.
The leaders are also addressing ways to resolve unrest in the Middle East, as well as African countries like Libya, with Russia having already expressed an aversion to military intervention. Our respectful accolades, Your Excellencies, for your cordial meetings to enhance bilateral relations while also seeking solutions of greater democracy and freedom for the Middle East and Northern Africa. Wishing you fruitful success in furthering goals of human dignity and peace for the people of Russia, the U.S., and the world.
High meat diets in Asia causing rise in colon cancer. A study led by cancer specialist Professor Jonathan Sham of the University of Hong Kong has found that colorectal cancer rates are increasing across Asia as more people consume diets high in red meat and fats, which are known to increase the risk of cancer. In Hong Kong, colorectal cancer has become the second most common cancer and second biggest killer, while in both Singapore and Formosa or Taiwan, it has become the top killing cancer disease. In major cities of Thailand and China, where urban diets are also more meat-based, there has been a corresponding rise noted in colon cancer as well. Dr. Yuan Sui-san, a professor from the Department of Pathology at the University of Hong Kong, commented on a primary cause being based in eating patterns. As he stated, wealthier countries have a high incidence of colorectal cancer because of the type of food they eat. The dietary habits of people in Hong Kong have changed to eating more meat and animal protein and less fruit, vegetables, and fiber. Our thanks, Professor Sham and University of Hong Kong colleagues, for informing the public of this alarming correlation. Wishing the people of Hong Kong and worldwide abundant health, happiness, and longevity through a return to the wholesome goodness of plant-based fare.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and/or production.
Fatal prion diseases transmissible through air or milk. Rabies, anthrax, sleeping sickness, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile.
Diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock, some of the costs of meat-eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer.
Increased childhood cancers and adult reproductive cancers from hormones in meat.
Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming, plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Cowpox from milking cows. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. hormones and saturated fat lead to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease, linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
For help quitting, please visit. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Iranian astronomer remembered, Dr. Alanoush Terian, fondly commemorated as the nation's first female astronomer and physicist, has passed away at the ripe age of 90. Dr. Terian also became the first woman to be selected as a physics professor, following her university studies in esteemed academies in Iran, France, and Germany. She was elected chief of solar physics studies while teaching at the University of Tehran, where she was also a founding member of the university's Institute of Geophysics Solar Observatory. In November 2010, she was a guest of honor as members of the Iranian parliament and the public gathered to pay tribute to her lifelong work in celebration of her 90th birthday. Our condolences to Dr. Terian's family, friends, and all those she touched in her influential work throughout the past decades. May her soul be welcomed in the forever love and light of heaven's starry abode.
Save our planet. Factory farming worsens livestock disease impacts. In South Korea, millions of cows and mostly pigs were mass buried alive nationwide over the winter in an attempt to stop the spread of a severe outbreak of foot and mouth disease that has upset the industry since November.
Meanwhile, the public feels outraged and regretful about the cruelty of burying 3.5 million pigs and cows alive due to the foot and mouth disease, as well as nearly 80 million more ducks and chickens buried live over the same winter due to risks of avian flu. Korea Vegetarian Union President Mr. Lee Won-bok has been to 15 of the more than 4,000 burial sites scattered across the densely populated country.
그 돼지들을 살려달라고 막 비명을 지르고 막 그 신음소리를 내는데 그 소리를 듣고서 제가 한 달 동안은 그 소리 때문에 환청이 시달리느라고 한 달 동안 잠을 못 잤습니다. 살처분 현장은 말 그대로 아주 참혹한 지역 그 자체였습니다.
Environmental expert Mr. Lee Hong-jin, who has stopped eating meat since the culling or mass killing, explained some of the pollution risks of the burial sites on site.
네, 지금 냄새가 굉장히 많이 나는데요. 요 앞에 이 부분은 밑에 있는 침출수, 즉 돼지가 썩어서 난 핏물이 솟구친 거고요. 바로 그저께 왔을 때는 여기에 피가 흥건히 고여 있었던 거죠. 네, 이쪽에서 있는 야생 동식물들이 여기에 덤비면서 실제는 여러 가지 오염이 이루어질 수 있다는 게 가장 큰 문제입니다. 그리고 여기서 뽑아져 나온 그 오염 물질들은 저기 곤충들이 접촉하게 되면서 여러 군데 오염시키게 되고요.
지금 이제 날씨가 풀리면서 이제 그때 묻었던 그 침출수가 식수를 위협하고 거기 식수만 위협하는 게 아니라 미생물이 번지기 시작하면 우린 감당할 수 없을 것입니다.
Experts attribute the outbreak of foot and mouth disease to factory farming.
우리나라 축산 농가는 99%가 공장식 축산에 의해서 운영이 되고 있고요.
구제역 바이러스 때문에 이렇게 병이 창궐한 원인은 사람들이 고기를 많이 소비를 하게 되면 공급자 입장에서는 빨리 이 공급하기 위해서 그러면 여러 가지 독한 항생제를 쓰게 되고 또 빨리 키우기 위해서 성장 호르몬 등 여러 가지 호르몬을 쓰게 됩니다.
영양에 대해서 전혀 상관하지 않고 너무 밀생시키는 데서 이 구제역이 창궐한 원인이 있다고 볼 수 있습니다. 제 개인적으로는 이제 그만해야 되겠다. 그러니까 내 몸을 위해서 짐승들을 이렇게 죽어가는 그런 몸까지 취해가지고 내가 더 이렇게 몸 좋아지고 싶은 생각은 없다.
근본적으로는 이와 같은 공장식 축산을 줄이는 것, 없애는 것, 수요가 줄어야만 그들도 안 하겠죠.
저희들도 질병이란 끔찍한 것들에서 보호되고 후손들이 살아가야 할 이 지구를 보호하기 위해서 가장 유일한 방법은 유기농 채식이다.
With sorrow for the millions of pigs and cows who grievously suffered and perished, we thank the South Korean experts working to raise awareness of the root cause of these problems to prevent their recurrence. May we all switch to the life-affirming and sanitary organic vegan lifestyle to end all animal suffering as well as our own.
In response to this updated report, Supreme Master Ching Hai expressed her intolerable pain. Watching all this incomprehensible barbarous cruelty, I felt like my heart exploded. I screamed from anguish and sorrow, still crying after many days and nights. On my knees, I prayed, dear heavens, to please forgive humans so that they will not have to experience the same horrendous treatment as those innocent animal friends by the law of retribution. And for humans to stop all hell-like acts, to love all beings, and to go vegan.
As during a May 2008 video conference in South Korea, Supreme Master Ching Hai has often urged for humanity to stop the destruction of lives and the environment as a way to ease many of our planetary problems, ranging from disease to climate change.
We have been massacring our co-inhabitants, animals, and we have been destroying our environment and destroying the water and destroying the air. So in order to solve the problem that we are facing right now, we have to reverse our actions. We have to be kind to our co-inhabitants. Instead of killing them, massacring them, sacrificing them, we have to take care of them. Just become vegetarian, refuse all the animal products. Then nobody will raise animals anymore. Nobody will kill them anymore. Then we stop the physical harmful effect of animal stock raising.
To aid victims of conflict following contested presidential elections in Côte d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast, the United Nations and the U.S. donate over $18 million. Meanwhile, the BBC reports that as hundreds of women march in the capital Yamoussoukro protesting the deaths of seven women who were shot by officials last week, four more citizens are killed when the army opens fire on the protesters. Ivorian Ambassador to the U.S. Daouda Diabate reaches out for assistance to both the United States and United Nations, saying that international help is needed to resolve the unrest and achieve democratic goals.
As protests continue for improved living conditions and jobs in cities throughout Oman, various media report that thousands of protesters and other people out of work gather in designated locations to apply for the 50,000 jobs newly created by the government in response to their demands for better wages and employment opportunities.
Dozens of exiled Tibetans living in India demonstrate in front of the Chinese embassy in New Delhi to protest the lack of human rights in their homeland as they call for freedom from Chinese rule. Save our planet. A study by researchers from the U.S. Department of Agriculture reveals that allergy seasons in North America have increased by 2 to 4 weeks as rising temperatures result in longer ragweed pollen seasons.
I'm Rio the Rhinoceros, and I'm enjoying a healthy, plant-based diet. Here with a gardener's tip of the day, you can easily create a drainage hole in unglazed pots following these simple steps. Mark the location, then with a carbide masonry drill bit and a hand drill, slowly make the hole without applying too much pressure until it has gone all the way through. Please remember to wear protective eyewear as a safety precaution. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
Humanitarian news, a United Kingdom agency donates $11.5 million to assist entrepreneurs in Tanzania. The funding by the UK's Department for International Development is to train 750 eligible entrepreneurs in business, planning, and management. Afterwards, 400 of the most promising participants will be selected for cash grants. It is part of the Tanzania Private Sector Foundation's Business Development Gateway Program, which is committed to helping attain economic and social justice for all the country's citizens. Our earnest appreciation, United Kingdom's Department for International Development, for your generous commitment to building prosperity in Tanzania. May the kind people of the nation gain many benefits from this laudable endeavor.
In ecology news, Sarawak Forestry Corporation, SFC, in Malaysia helps to safeguard water birds. The SFC is taking part in a water birds and wetlands habitat survey of the Sarawak coast. The area is among the most important winter grounds for water birds in the country. The information provided by the survey will be a reference point for coastal wetlands conservation work by the SFC. Earlier studies and records have shown as much as a 23% decrease in the number of water birds due to loss of habitat, pollution, and other factors. Our accolades and thankfulness, Sarawak Forestry Corporation, and all participating in this vital analysis of water birds and wetlands. May your efforts assist in bringing lasting protection to our extraordinary avian friends. Coming up, Noel and Toby, best canine buddies for 7 years, resume their friendship. We're stepping out to say hello to the birds and return right away. Stay tuned for more lucky news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, heartwarming news for a benevolent world. In animal news, best canine buddies are reunited. Noel, a 10-year-old Labrador Retriever, and Toby, an 11-year-old Burmese Mountain Dog, have been constant companions for 7 years, living with caregiver Raymond Godfrey of Philadelphia, USA. Their closeness started when Noel, who had been abandoned, approached Toby while she and Mr. Godfrey were out walking. Noel was happily welcomed into the family, and since then, the two dogs have been inseparable. However, one day when Mr. Godfrey needed to take Toby to the veterinarian, he accidentally left the house door partially open. Noel ran out looking for them and later could not be found despite Mr. Godfrey's numerous efforts. Fortunately, 6 months to the day after she had gone missing, Noel reappeared to be greeted by Toby. Though she had lost weight, the faithful canine was in otherwise good condition. The delighted Mr. Godfrey said he always believed he would see Noel again. Bravo, Noel, Toby, and Mr. Raymond Godfrey on your happy reunion. May the three of you have many more wonderful walks and years together, thriving in one another's blessed friendship.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Swedish entitled Thirsty Neil.
Miljonsäljaren. Vattenmiljon till salu, gratis om den inte är söt. Törstiga Leo. Wow, underbart. Ge mig en osatt miljon.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I hope Supreme Master Television can get its message across all over the world as much as possible, as fast as possible. I know you're trying your very best to reach this goal so people get constructive information and change themselves to nobility and spirituality, live in harmony with all beings on this planet, including loving animals. I feel this is a special year for all of us on Earth, a year that might determine the course of our destiny and history as human beings in our global community. Thank you. God bless. Tell from Brazil.
Forward-thinking Tale, many thanks for your supportive note. We also pray that this is the year humanity decides to turn to the noble way of life and save the planet as well as their virtuous selves. May heaven bless you and all the gracious people of Brazil.
Do you have a Heartline today? We very much appreciate your Heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May your day be graced with celestial joy and love.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
As his first stop on an official tour of Asian nations, Paraguayan President Fernando Lugo Mendez is welcomed in Aulac or Vietnam by President Wang Minzhi for a five-day visit.
Estonia becomes the 17th member of the European Union to adopt the euro, the official currency of the eurozone, intended to benefit the nation's economy and make business transactions more convenient.
On the occasion of International Women's Day, the Jesuit Refugee Service Eastern Africa urges countries like Uganda and South Sudan to offer women more rights and uphold laws that offer greater protection, citing their roles in reviving community, strengthening family, and peace building.
Published by environmental organization Greenpeace in Australia, the True Food Guide identifies genetically modified ingredients in foods sold in the country, giving consumers the ability to make informed purchasing choices.
Traveling to Pakistan for the first time in his official capacity, new U.S. envoy to Pakistan and Afghanistan, Mark Grossman, meets with Pakistani Prime Minister Yusuf Reza Gilani and other officials as part of the nation's efforts to renew their country's relations.
Thanks to a $10,000 donation from Dutch government, Palestinian Abu Dargham in the West Bank successfully grows greenhouse flowers and strawberries, also providing jobs for 30 fellow Palestinians.
In commemoration of International Women's Day, Afghan President Hamid Karzai calls on Muslim leaders and scholars, as well as tribal elders, to promote the safety of women and their rights.
Furthering a previous humanitarian gesture, Sudan sends 10,000 tons of sorghum in a second batch of food aid to ease conditions of drought and desertification in Ethiopia.
Stating that the transfer of 14 chimpanzees to a research laboratory in Texas, USA for invasive experiments is illegal and inhumane, members of the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine file a court petition calling for their immediate return to a non-research facility in New Mexico.
Burkina Faso hosts the Pan-African Film Festival, the largest in Africa, with a Moroccan film winning the top prize and Sylvester Amasu of Benin and Samia Mezian of Algeria receiving Best Actor and Best Actress awards, respectively.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.